Good morning, everybody. Carson Horn on Radio Oklahoma Network. Checking agricultural news up next.
Turn to Mueller to provide a building solution that is just right for you. Whether you're looking for additional storage space for your treasures, protection for your vehicle, a new barn for your ranch, or even a place for your family to call home, at Mueller we have a variety of building options to meet your every need. Choose from our wide selection of pre-designed kit buildings available in multiple sizes and colors. Or if you desire a building that meets certain requirements, Mueller can work with you to design a custom building specific to your needs. Rely on us to deliver a steel building that meets your exact specifications and provides superior quality and timeless value. Visit us online at MuellerInc.com for inspiration and to see the options that are available with our kit and custom buildings. Then give us a call at 877-2-M-U-E-L-L-E-R or visit one of our 33 branch locations to speak to a Mueller sales representative who can help you get started today.
Hey, good day, everybody. I'm Carson Horn. Dr. Sarah Lowe is an associate professor of regional economics and holds the Fred V. Heinkel Chair in Agriculture within the Division of Applied Social Sciences at the University of Missouri and is also director of MU Extension's Community Economic and Entrepreneurial Development Program. Lowe's research interests revolve around the rural economic development, motivated in part by her upbringing in both rural Iowa and rural Scotland. Her current research focuses on rural entrepreneurship and innovation, food manufacturing dynamics, the relationship between financial capital availability and rural firm survival, as well as the impact of broadband access on rural entrepreneurs. Recently, Lowe presented at the Oklahoma Rural Economic Outlook Conference hosted by Oklahoma State University, during which she spoke with our farm director Ron Hayes about her research. According to her, as the American economy continues to transition from being product-based to service-based, rural citizens and business owners are struggling to remain viable.
Yeah, there's definitely some challenges in rural America. I mean, you and I both know there's some real great opportunities, and there's a lot of people who love to be in rural. But certainly, we have some challenges right now. Dr. Hagerman just talked about the commodity markets and the challenges in agricultural world. And really, the non-farm economy is facing a lot of challenges, too, also rooted in uncertainty in the economy. And so the rural areas that are prospering, that have some wealth creation, are basing that on natural assets, resources that they have. And really, I think the answer is not a one-size-fits-all kind of answer. Every region has to dig down deep a little bit and decide what they have to offer the economy. We've got to get leadership from the public sector, the private sector in these rural regions, and get them talking together so that they can identify assets, opportunities, and prioritize their efforts in a strategic way. They have to do some strategic planning, some digging down deep, and think about their local assets, where they want to go, what's a reasonable goal. You know, might be a more reasonable goal to be a bedroom community and have some nice amenities and make your community livable for folks who are commuting to a bigger city. That's a reasonable goal. Silver bullet. There's no silver bullet. You know, the rural areas in the U.S. that have had tremendous growth in recent years generally have a natural amenity base. So if you're around a lake or some other scenic amenity, that has really helped. But if you don't have a mountain or a lake, then it's incumbent upon the leaders of the community, the business leaders, the nonprofit leaders, extension, to sit down together and think about what can we do and how can we have some short-term wins that get us moving towards some longer-term wins.
You got farm news on Ron.
Blackjack Farms presents its 2019 annual female production sale Saturday, October 12th at the ranch near Seminole, Oklahoma. 126 head will sell as 69 registered Angus and Simmental lots, including spring bull and heifer pair splits, fall cow-calf pairs, and heavy breads, along with spring calving bred heifers. For more information or to download a catalog, go to the website www.mcsauction.com or call Matt Sims, 405-641-6081. 405-641-6081.
And that's a check of your agricultural news. Have a great day. I'm Associate Farm Director Carson Horn reporting.